Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we'll hear the piece which won the Prix de Rome in 1913, a beautiful and dramatic piece for vocal soloists and orchestra by Lily Boulanger. And we'll hear more of the expressive power of song in works for voice and piano by Louise Reichardt and Clara Schumann. I'll tell you about Lily Boulanger, and then we'll start our listening with a short piece of hers. She lived from 1893 to 1918, only 24 years, but produced a beautiful body of work in that time, 29 completed works, as well as an incomplete opera. France's openness and acceptance toward women in the arts was unique among European countries, and Lily was born into a prominent, well-connected Parisian family with a long history of musical and theatrical accomplishments. The family environment was a stimulating one, and accomplishment at an early age was expected. She began studying violin, cello, harp, piano, and harmony when she was 5, and organ, composition, and history when she was 8. However, a severe case of bronchial pneumonia at age 2 left Lily with a weakened immune system and ill health for the rest of her life. Her mother was 35 and her father was 77 when she was born. Her father, then 86, died suddenly when Lily was 6, and it came as a great shock to her. Themes of death and grief permeate her musical works. By the age of 17, she became aware of the likelihood of an early death for herself. She decided to devote all her energies to being a composer. For 2 years, she pursued a systematic course of preparation to win the top prize for a composer, the Prix de Rome, which her father had previously won, and in which her sister Nadia had earned second place. Lily won the Prix de Rome on her second try in 1913 at the age of 19, the first woman to have ever done so. 5 years later, she died. We'll hear Lily's winning piece later in the program, but we'll start off with a rousing setting she wrote of Psalm 24. It is scored for 4-part chorus, brass, timpani, harp, and organ. It was composed in 1916 during World War I, after she had taken off time from composing and helped the war effort by founding an organization whose aim was to keep musicians in touch with their families. Psalm 24. The earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness therein.